This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings Podcast. I am your host this week. You know me. You love me, Kevin James Ryan. That's the stadiums of fans we have.
Would you do a stadium?
Would I do a stadium? I'd mop the floor in a stadium. I need the money. Rent is coming soon, and Kippy, no tango.
This is kind of reaching. H. Foley, everybody.
Hey,
thanks
everybody,
for introducing
me. You know that, that guy chewing and getting the peanut crumbs out of his fucking teeth.
Just had a peanut butter crackers. Haven't had one of those in a while.
Oh, really? That's my go-to at a gas station
on
the road.
No hard feelings there. The cheese and peanut butter, the best.
Fuck, what do I look like, an asshole? You get the one, two, you get the eight pack. Some of them, the square, they have the eight pack. With the
Nabisco puts them out. Those little fuckers. Those guys are great.
That cheese isn't real cheese.
Oh,
but fucking, it looks
so
like,
good.
Looks
no,
like
no, someone, no. I like the cheese cracker and peanut butter filling.
Oh, the Ritz.
The real garbage.
The little.
No.
The cheese cracker. Oh, the orange cracker.
Yeah, the orange cracker.
I don't know
if
that's cheese.
That's what they say.
That ain't cheese. That looks like someone cracked open a highlighter.
Official statement by the company.
That ain't
Yo, there's
cheese.
Nothing wrong with them, buddy. Let me tell you something. And you know, let me tell you something else.
What's
all right,
that?
My bald friend made a s'mores last night, me and the lady on the stovetop.
If that's not the fattest thing I've ever heard. On the stovetop.
No need to be camping anymore.
We did them when we went up the mountains.
I know. Yeah, usually you do it in an outdoor setting. Because she was away and they were doing s'mores. And I was like, I never had a s'mores before.
Don't get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, I never made a s'mores. I'm telling you.
No.
I'll testify right now.
I don't believe you. You can say whatever you want. I don't believe you. Kavanaugh, that guy's got his hands full, if you know what I mean.
And dude's busy. You think he's sleeping good?
Oh, Jesus my
Christ.
God.
Dirtbag. Anyway.
But s'mores in the kitchen, man, that's not garbage. I don't know what is. What'd you put the marshmallows on? First of all, hold on. I got some fucking questions.
Oh, go ahead. First question, and it's gas. I'm not a complete dirtbag.
It wasn't. I didn't even think of that.
You got an electric stove? Get out of here. If you have an electric stove, stop listening to this podcast.
Yeah, go get a couple extra bucks.
I don't want to get that stink on me.
Go pick up another shift at wherever you work.
Oh, my God.
And get a better apartment.
Electric stove.
Electric stoves are tough, but some places don't have, like in Europe, all they have is electric. They don't have natural gas like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
So that was like when we were looking for apartments. She's like, I want a fucking gas stove. Because she's like, it's always a thing we've never seen. And like the cooking, you can like obviously
gas
get
stove, hot water. I know
you
how
get
they
away,
are.
You can get
These
away.
Refugees.
You can get away hotter.
Something with four walls and a roof. Hi there, Betty. The Americans coming in, saving your ass.
Jesus.
USA all the way, motherfucker.
What?
Ask me your questions about my s'mores.
Did you, what, if any?
Okay.
Ingredients did you already have in the household?
None.
You had to go buy the whole kit and caboodle.
Specific. The night that I found out some good news, we went out to a nice dinner in one of our places.
McDonald's.
One of our places in Astoria on Ditmars Boulevard. Hino Maru.
Okay.
It's a ramen joint. The best ever. Got a little yakiniku, which is like fucking...
Hey, let's keep it English, shall we?
Little stir-fry beef. Uh-huh. Got a nice tuna bowl, and... Tuna don.
It's just like a real big tuna. He's the head of the family. This is la tuna don.
Mr. Foley, good to see you.
I made him a roll he couldn't refuse.
Oh, buddy, this kid's coming in hot already.
You know it. This ain't plugged in.
We went out to
this didn't stand.
Come on, I'm in the middle of a story here.
All right.
We're talking. Oh, well, you don't have your charger on you? I'm going to need to borrow that in a minute, by the way.
No, you're not. I'm charging for the night. You're not fucking borrowing shit.
47. How am I down to 47? Listen.
All right. Get back to your
We
s'mores.
Went to a nice dinner, and then she had just
You know, a
back.
Nice dinner, and then how you wrap up any nice dinner. You go home into your fucking kitchenette and burn marshmallows.
I have a full kitchen, by the way.
Yeah, not when you're in it. It's like that thing's a kitchenette when you're in it.
Everything's a kitchenette when I'm in it. Listen. We went to a nice dinner. We were going to go to Martha's Bakery on Ditmars, have a nice coffee, have a little fucking creme brulee, but we didn't.
You guys don't do cocktails when you go out? What's that all
Of course
about?
We did cocktails. We started off with a couple of fucking IPAs. We had a couple of nice drinks. We had a nice fucking meal. Do we do cocktails? Have you met my girlfriend? Are you kidding me? Woo, the fucking booze cruise started years ago. You got to have a drink before dinner. It loosens everything up. It's the best. One or two drinks before dinner is so nice.
And I would marry you after two drinks.
I love going to check in at the restaurant, and then if they say, oh, it's going to be about 45 minutes, no problem. Pop next door, sit down, have a cocktail, then the phone rings.
So you're not making reservations when you're going someplace?
Some places, the good places don't take reservations.
That's, I mean, the good places.
Good places in Queens. Cash only and no reservations.
It's an oxymoron.
Anyway, asshole, all right? You've been shitting on me since I walked in the door. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Bert, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Just choking on some peanut butter there. Anyway, so we decided she was away.
All right.
She went away and she was outside and they were doing s'mores and I never had one. I wanted to try one. So we grabbed the fucking brick of Hershey's, some marshmallows and some fucking Honey Grahams. All right, and we went home, put the marshmallows on a fork. Put it over the open.
Oh, my God.
Flame.
You're fucking garbage. Why don't ever try to tell me I'm garbage.
Why is that garbage? What am I supposed to use?
Marshmallows on a fork.
What am I supposed to use?
You're not supposed to make them in the first place in your kitchen. You're saying, what are you supposed to use? That's a question that shouldn't even be asked. You shouldn't be making s'mores in your fucking kitchen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, s'mores etiquette. All
I'm
right?
not, but that's
garbage. Would you go to s'mores college? Huh? S'mores university?
Yeah, at least I graduated. I didn't do
peanut chew you.
Two marshmallows and I'm out.
Oh, I doubled up on marshmallows. Anyway, they were fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, sure, s'mores are good. I don't know, two tops, and then I'm done.
Oh, yeah,
with
you can't
nice
eat a
IPA,
lot of them.
Forget about it.
Oh, buddy, we had a nice, no hard feelings there. Fucking a nice tangerine IPA by New Belgium. Fucking delicious.
Huh, that sounds like a beer review. Get off my turf. Always wanting to be me, huh, Foley?
It was two tips up, huh? I don't know, whatever. What's your tagline? Not bad.
Woo! Which I think that I'm going to do. I wanted to bounce this off you.
Oh, go ahead.
You're a bouncy guy.
It stinks. Go ahead. You're shitting on my jacket.
I want to do, because people, you know, they're getting some traction on the Reddit sphere down there.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, you're getting some traction. This could be the thing. My mom mentioned it to me on the phone. I hope Kevin finds a beer he likes.
And let me know, because I could use one.
Shut up, you dumb broad.
That broad, huh? She's sending me six packs with a pair of panties in them. I want to know.
She plays it loose.
I want to know how many times. I mean, we've been podcasting together for quite a few amount of years.
How many times
point.
We made fun of each
how
other's
How many times
mother?
I've insinuated that I want to bone your mom or that she wants to bone me. It's a lot. I'll settle for a hand job, if you know what I mean.
I'll swap you for the piece.
Yeah, right.
Get east the piece.
So people are telling me, they were like, hey, I love them. They're hilarious. I wait for you to say not bad. Anytime you say not bad, I giggle. Freddie taped himself chugging one and tagging us. That was funny. But people are saying that they need some sort of actual scale.
A rating review. Yeah. A rating scale.
And I was thinking about how many times I say not bad. Like, after, be like, not bad, not bad, not bad. And that's like maybe three is the max. Kind of cheesy.
I was making fun of this. On, you're treading on McConaughey turf there.
Mm.
You know?
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, you're treading on the goat.
Not bad.
You see him this weekend at the Texas game? They were fucking throwing himself
at
him.
Oh, that chick jumped up and kissed him. Oh. He just smiled like that's something that happens every day.
There's another
week.
One. He was walking out of the stadium and this girl just got in his face. He just fucking like stiffed her. It was like, beat it. How do you even think you could go down there? Dude, he still looks great.
He's a fucking, that guy.
Think he's a vegan? I bet he's a vegan. I'm going vegan, by the way.
I'll blow him. I don't know.
I'm planning it out. I'm going vegan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
What's your vegan diet? Where you just eat vegans?
Some small kid from Williamsburg.
But nonetheless, check out the reviews. Share them.
Check out the beer. What are they called? Kevin Ryan's Beer Reviews?
No, it's just subscribe on YouTube, by the way. Getting a lot of subscribers over there on the YouTube.
You got one foot out the door here.
Oh, buddy, I'm fucking... the leash is breaking on
me. Tell me when I need to post the ad on Indeed. Looking for a new bald guy.
Siobhan answers.
Macaroni!
But what were we saying?
What's the name of your videos?
Oh, just 1 minute beer reviews.
1 minute beer reviews with Kevin Ryan.
Well, it's a 1 minute beer review. I mean, they're all on my page, so it's obviously with me. I mean, it's just the 1 minute beer reviews.
Gotcha.
Check them out. Tag them. Suggest beers. You know, maybe send me a couple, whatever you want.
No one's sending you
this
beer.
Is just a way
we
for
tried
me to
milk them for some beers here. Nothing. Can we give an address and everything? Two Penn Plaza, 17th floor, Cumulus Media, care of H. Foley and Kevin Ryan. Ship a sixer, will you?
That's going to be $80 to ship a
something
sixer.
Something imported. Yeah. Cold. I want it cold.
Get some dry ice, you fucks.
Remember that when the shit would come in the dry ice?
You know, I never, we never fucked with it. Anytime some, after, I don't know, I was like
your,
12.
Your dad wasn't a Texas Steakums or whatever they're called? Omaha Steaks? You weren't an Omaha Steaks family?
No.
Really?
Fuck out of here.
Us neither.
Getting meat in the mail. Meat in the mail, no thanks.
No, we used to get Omaha Steaks. We got Omaha.
Put your garbage. You also make s'mores in your kitchen, you fucking schmuck.
We used to get Omaha Steaks, and we also used to get Usingers from Milwaukee, out of Wisconsin, I believe, the operation.
What is Usingers?
Usinger sausages. All right, we'd get them in the summer. My dad would get a whole shipment in the summer. Killer hot dogs, fucking killer sausages, kielbasa. We get it all. It'd come all freeze-dried. You never did Hickory Farms when you were a kid? You never got that? You didn't get Hickory Farms?
I don't even know what that is.
You're fucking lying. Everybody in Philly got Hickory Farms. It came in a wooden box.
So it's like a salami, maybe by Christmas or something?
Yeah, salami and had like hot mustard and all that kind of stuff. Some cheese, and it always had those little strawberry candies in it and that fake green grass.
I remember that. Yeah. I mean, we weren't getting them, and if we did, we dumped them, we trashed them. We're a classy operation.
You're not a classy operation.
We're not doing Hickory Farms.
What's wrong with that?
I might have made a fucking army base or something for my little guys out of the wooden
boxes
box.
Boxes were great. Yeah,
box, too? For some reason, I wanted every cigar box I ever saw. I didn't have anything to put in it. No money, no.
Yeah, you put like a pocket watch
button,
or like
a coin in there, or, you know what I mean? Some shit in a condom. I still got it.
My brother had a box like that.
So I still have a box like that. It just kind of, it's just like shit over the years or whatever. But there's a Dominican cigar shop. So Dominicans like the cigars. I live in a Dominican neighborhood. So there's like three or four lounges, which looks so fucking
the
cool.
Face slashing, huh?
Jesus Christ. The cigar things look so cool. There's just like couches in there, and
sweet.
And they're tiny little, just like
plus
two
a bunch
or three
of cool Dominicans sitting in there smoking stogies.
I want to do it so bad.
Yeah, you got to get a chain. Those guys all have cool chains.
Yeah, I noticed a guy today had a big gold chain on. Oh, and then those guys know what they're doing. The old Dominican dudes that play dominoes.
Look so cool. Oh,
dude,
man.
They chain the tables up and chairs in the street, like during the day, so no one steals them.
Okay.
And then at night, they go, they pull a car up, they put the lights
they
on, they get
the
music.
Up.
It's fucking, and they just drink. They set up tents over top of them. They go on like the sidewalk by a park where no one lives really.
Yeah, we saw one of them. Remember when we were filming the pilot, we saw
those guys
hanging out front? Mm-hmm. That's fucking classy.
Yeah, it's fucking so cool.
They do it right, man. Mm. They do it right.
But they were selling cigar boxes. Like, hey, $2 for one, three, like just on the table out front. And I was walking by, I'm like, I want to, like, it's still in me. I'm like, hey, get those cigar boxes.
I know. You put your stuff in there.
Stuff in there.
Put a matchbox in there.
Yeah, I got nothing to put in
there. Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
Some Rogaine.
No hard feelings there. Not a lot of hard feelings this week. Of course, we've been crushing out episodes. We've crushed
like
4 episodes.
10 episodes in fucking 2 weeks. So we're running a little dry.
But we're feeling pretty good. And I tell you what, hard feelings, you got to have some good ones every once in a while.
Yeah, this bothered me today, though. You're a drop-off laundry service kind of guy, right? You drop off your clothes, or do you do it in the... Do you do it?
I thought we were friends, to be honest with you. You talk to me like that, like I'm a fucking loser?
I do it now because, one...
It's different,
all right? Funds are tight, and I got the time during
the
day.
Dropping off and picking up
is great. There's nothing better.
Yeah. However, if you catch an off day, it's nice to do the laundry.
It's not
especially you. You don't work. You're home. The kids are in school.
It's like, and it's like a thing. It's like, all right, I got 30 minutes. I'll run here. I'll grab that. I come back. I dump it in. I got another 30. I'll go do this.
And I tell you what,
I like
it's even nice to sit in there and read a book or do some work.
Nah,
while
mine's a little caliente, if you catch my drift. It is.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No, it's just.
Ladies are watching Telemundo.
Well, mine's private for the two buildings.
You ever try to watch television in another language because other people are watching it and you try to hang in there?
Yeah, I just look at the titties. Yes, give me those Telemundo titties.
Let's get to the weather, huh?
That's the name of this one, Telemundo titties. today.
What's the problem? What's the hard feelings?
There's something where I think these broads.
They don't like you.
No, they don't.
Nobody likes us.
Nobody likes me.
You're coming in gentrifying. They don't want you there.
It's not gentrifying. It's all I can afford.
Whatever.
I'm not like making an investment. That's all I got.
Yeah, you're a couple bucks away from opening up a cupcake shop up there.
By the way, I found a nice little loophole that if you can get your hands on some cash, you can get like a 3-bedroom. Not bad.
What do you mean?
We'll talk off air.
What?
Prank caller. There's this. All right, hold on. Let me. So I don't know what your protocol is. So
my protocol is that we'll do it. Hold on.
Okay, but
if I'm getting my balls broken, she wants us to do it.
Sure.
And save money, I'll do it. But they do it so much better.
Oh, my God.
It smells good for like 2 weeks.
Dude, they put it in the plastic bag with dryer sheets in there.
Oh.
It's like, what are you doing? It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
I love it. But
you got to keep them happy, though. We always make sure we tip them out.
Yeah.
Always.
It's so funny because I'm the only white guy that goes, so they just know me. Like, they know me the second I walk in. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
No words.
El blanco mucho forjedo.
Mucho gordo. So I go in today, and it's pretty crowded, right? There's about 4 70-year-old Dominican women, and I walked into...
Pay one of them to do it.
Maybe dude, there's clothes good. Fucking stacked.
Get you something to eat. Oh, they do it for...
They're doing it for the block.
60
it's
people.
I don't know what's going on.
Everything.
Dude, there's 10,000 socks in that room. And it's a tight room, because it's only for 2 buildings, right? Or 3 buildings, maybe. The same guy owns 3 buildings.
Wait a minute.
It's not like a public one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And they have drop-off pickup?
They don't. No. I'll go to the drop-off pickup as like a proper
laundromat. Yeah, I'm talking about I go to the laundromat.
Yeah, I'll do that for the
drop-off. I'm not doing it in the basement of my building like an asshole. Is that what you're doing?
It's not in the basement of the building. It's in the front of the building. It's like a section. No, it's not in the basement. No, it's not in the... There's windows to the street. It's like a...
Really?
It's like imagine like a mini laundromat. There's like a door to get into it and like a code and stuff. It's like a mini laundromat, but brand new. It just opened, but just for us.
No shit.
Just for like the 3 buildings that this guy owns.
An amenity.
An amenity, if you will. But it's tight. It's a tight fucking squeeze in there, you know? And I think these broads are washing in their apartment and bringing down to dry. Because you know how you can buy those washers?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's another sign at the laundromat that I go to where I do the drop-off. Nobody cares about this, but whatever. This is a New York thing. They say, no, you can't just dry in here. And I saw that sign. I'm like, who's just drying something somewhere? I'm like, maybe. But I think they're washing it, and then they're bringing it. So I do my laundry, and there's 6 washers, 6 dryers. So there shouldn't be any.
Wait, how do you just have a fucking washing machine?
You can buy them.
Like a regular washing machine?
It's like a small one because it's way cheaper. They're like $200, you know, and you can just wash it in your fucking apartment.
Hmm.
You have free water, you know, but they don't have them because they leak. They're like little. They're like, they look like an R2-D2 type thing.
No
and
shit.
Like you put the tube
like
in the
salad
sink.
Spinner.
Yeah, a little bigger than that. Doing one panty at a time. So I go in, I throw my laundry in, right? I come back in 30 minutes. And now all the dryers are full. But I'm like, where did these clothes come from? They weren't in there.
They weren't in the washing machines
because all the washing machines were open. They weren't in the dryers then. What the fuck's going on here? Next thing you know, Kippy's screwed and I got to wait 40 minutes for the fucking, for the thing to come.
Would you ever throw your stuff in there with somebody else's?
Oh, my God, no. The one time I was out of dryer sheets, and there was, like, one in the trash, and I was like, do I just pull this and throw it?
That's how you get bed bugs.
I know. I didn't do it. I thought about it. Four. Ooh. It was in my hand, and I was like, I smelled it. It smelled like a bum's nutsack. I was like, no, thanks. But they so then I go out and wait and wait, and one pops. And I go, okay. Dude, they're in there. They're like DJing. They're like touching the things to make sure they're hot. They're adding quarters. It's like whack-a-mole, but with dryers. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck, man? So finally one opens up. And I go, hey, is this your? It dings. And I go, oh, is this yours? And I'm pointing. They're going, no. So I go, later. So I take their stuff.
What? I'd be pissed.
What?
You don't take somebody's shit out of the fucking laundry.
Yeah. You don't leave it in there.
Not right when it dings?
Buddy.
You give them a 10-minute buffer.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
What do you work on Wall Street, huh? New York
minutes.
Minute? Get out of here.
No.
You don't do that. That's
yes,
rude.
Yes, you do.
That's rude.
Yeah, you have an obligation. It's a public fucking thing. You have an obligation to fucking go back there.
No, I disagree. You don't do that. I want to know what the hard-ons think about that. You give somebody a 10, 15-minute window.
15? This is New York, you jerk off.
No, you give them 15 minutes.
No, absolutely not. You're crazy.
Would you want me touching your clothes, your clean clothes?
No, that's why I show up when it's before it's done. So I don't inconvenience anybody else. There are rules to a society.
What if something happened?
What, so now all of a sudden my day has changed because this fucking guy...
It's 10 minutes. Relax.
It doesn't know. This is my day. He's inconvenienced a whole room full of people. There was people waiting till I was done. So he's inconvenienced. This person, he, she, Zed, Zim...
Do they have the bins?
Yeah, so I put it in a bin. I didn't just throw it on the fucking ground. Thought about it, but didn't. So I bin it, right? So I go, all right. So I put it in the cart. Push it off to the side.
See, I
like
it when it's just done because then everything's not creased.
Yeah, you gotta get it hot. That's another thing. You gotta strike.
It's like a cold waffle. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, once a syrup. Oh, nope. No, thank you. So I put it in the bin. We looked at it and go, no. So I go, fuck it. Like, I was already waiting.
That's a good way to get punched in the face.
I was already waiting 10, 15 minutes for the dryer. And then it's finally done. And then this person's still not there. Buddy, this is New York. Come on. Fuck you doing.
All right. Relax, Gordon Gecko. Go ahead. What'd you do?
There I was. So I put it in the car, push it away, throw my stuff in.
Push it away, too?
I don't know, not down the street. Fucking just
yeah, fuck.
And take your dirty undies.
Light it on fire.
So I throw my stuff in, boom, I'm out. And I passed a woman coming in who it might have been. The panties smelled old. No, I'm joking.
Go ahead.
I come back, right? So now I'm super conscious of my clothes. You know what I mean? I don't want to...
retribution.
Not even that. I don't want to inconvenience anybody of like, oh, you know, I put it in. It goes, hey, you got 35 minutes. I set my alarm for 33 minutes. I got 2 minutes to get downstairs. You know, I'm there. Perfect timing. Because I'm a fucking adult, and I understand people. I have a responsibility to the people in my community, my building. I get downstairs. I forget something. So I have to run back up. And at this point, I'm going, oh, fuck, my shit's going to ding. Somebody had just thrown my shit all over the fucking table. No bin, nothing.
What?
And it was still damp. Because I went up to get another quarter because I go, I may need another quarter just to tighten it up, you know? So I get down there and some girl,
see,
my age, was just like, is this your stuff? I'm like, bitch, you know it's my stuff. You goddamn. She's like, it's dry. I'm like, you don't have to tell me it's dry. And then the second
and
that's
not at your discretion to tell me what's dry.
What's dry? She goes, it's dry, to try to be like...
Yeah, she knows it's not.
She knows it's not dry. Yeah, so I kind of... It was almost everything was dry. I had a couple of...
Socks.
Socks.
Oh, that's the worst.
Inside the gooch on the underwear.
Oh,
stuff
that never comes out.
Yeah, and I had a sweatshirt in there. So, like, I'm busting out the sweatshirts for the season. You know
of
what I mean?
Course.
So I got to wash them up. And
I'm going T-shirt, lightweight jacket, all casual
jacket. It's great, buddy. I'm all casual.
No more.
Jacket.
Crystal says I should stick with the collared shirts.
That's not bad. It squares out your fucking huge head.
Oh, does it? All right. Maybe I'll do short sleeve button down shirts and a lightweight jacket for fall performances. Until
I'm on the edge of my seat. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
Let me know how it pans out. Now back to my laundry story.
Wait a minute. I got to get into this real quick. Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry's leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. It's unbelievable. You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many points your fantasy players will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. And with a new special offer, you guys can use promo code FEELINGS when you register your account, and you can get a 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.net. Did the game already kick off? Oh, man, doesn't that stink when that happens and you didn't get your bet in? Well, here's the thing. With MyBookie.net, it doesn't matter. You don't have to sweat it. We have in-game live action on every major sporting league event, even on esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net and open an account and start winning right now. And guys, remember, use promo code FEELINGS when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus. Get in on the action. Guys,
Do not miss out on this. Visit MyBookie.net's website today and use promo code Feelings to get 100% sign-up bonus. MyBookie.net, promo code Feelings, 100% bonus. Check it out.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
But yeah, so I was like, hey, I got. But I understand that because I didn't get there in time and she fucking
got
me.
What was the guy's shit that you threw away, that you put in the bin? Was it all dry?
Perfectly dry.
See?
And they were bed sheets, so it's like, come on, you don't need creases in your bed
sheets. That's why
you
don't do that, because what if his shit was dry?
If it wasn't dry, I wouldn't have done it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not an animal. If it needed another couple of minutes.
Did you say something to her?
No, I just said, all right, and I fucking ran.
I said, hey, my stuff's not dry. I got to put it back in there.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. It was whatever.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with people, man?
I don't know.
We go. Hard feelings. Now you got me mad.
I know, right?
Now you got me fucking mad. I hate when people do that.
It's the injustice. It's like the complete disregard for the other people.
People's entitlement, man.
Mm-hmm.
The other day at the restaurant, my general manager was fucking...
But I understand. I got. I wasn't down there in time to put another quarter in or get my own shit out.
Yeah, but you didn't deserve that if it wasn't dry.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. But I understand that was a possibility of me not being there.
The other day at the restaurant, general manager's hostessing. Okay, somebody got sick. He's up there being a team player hosting. Table comes in, fucking two strollers and two couples. Okay? Bullies right past her. The guy looked like such a prick.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those... He was one of those like middle-aged white guys that were like thin, but he was completely shaved head and had like the glasses and wore like those like that Patagonia vest.
Most finance dudes.
Dudes that wear those fucking down vests, you're a fucking jerk off.
Yeah.
Okay.
A pair of khakis.
Yeah, come in like a
dressed
dick.
Like Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no offense, Phil.
Shout out to Phil and your whole wardrobe that we just described.
Dickhead.
Kind of balding, you know?
Yeah. The I want to talk to the manager collection.
Old looking wiener. You know what I'm talking about. Hello, Phil.
She's like, hey, guys, you know, we have a big sign. Please wait to be fucking seated.
Mm-hmm.
Blows right past her. Starts moving chairs around. The kids are, she's like, guys, can I help? Don't even respond to her.
Oh.
And she comes back. She's like, those people didn't even fucking... They completely ignored me like I was fucking...
I don't have that. Is that like an upbringing
so
thing?
So I'm like, fuck that. So I go up, fucking, guys, we'll move this for you. You guys want to sit down? Oh, yeah, you fucking prick. Then I let them sit there for like fucking 10 minutes with no menus. Then, you guys want a menu? I thought you were going to fucking do it yourself.
That's good. Oh, I thought you want a menu?
The kitchen's back there. You guys bring your own burger? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you fucking prick.
Dude, I'm real loose in there. I'm starting to become like the working class hero now because I got nothing to lose. I got one foot out the door.
It's always a slow clap for you.
Woo, catch me on my last day there.
I get it. Do you have anything else? Because I got that Airbnb situation.
I want to hear about the Airbnb thing, but I wanted to ask your opinion on this. I just saw this on the news yesterday.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm listening.
I
got Hulu Live for a couple more days.
until they try to run the fucking credit card again.
Until my pal Leo Wolf puts the fucking kibosh on it. I'm on Leo's fucking Hulu account. And there was a game on.
I thought you two were fighting.
No. Thick as thieves, me and Leo. That was years ago.
I wouldn't say years.
Yeah, it was. I got mad at him one time at the Lantern because he had a bunch of his jerk-off brother was in there talking during our sets.
That guy's a goober.
Oh, man.
He called me the one night. He's like,
the brother usually is a goober.
Oh,
there's not many times where the brother's not a goober.
He goes, hey, do you want to go out and grab a drink? I'm like, yeah. He goes, okay, cool. So I'm like all amped. You know when you tell me I'm getting, it's like Pavlov's dog. I'm like, I'm having it. All right, I'm in.
Yeah, my brother's coming, too.
Is it cool if my brother comes? I'm like, two wolves? I got to deal with two of you assholes? Oh, and he's even more goober than Leo. That guy is Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so I've been watching the news. Eight fucking
Oh, you don't say, do you? Tell me more.
This guy hired a contractor to come in and do some shit in his house. And
mm-hmm.
he's got two kids, and he has a fucking nanny cam in his kid's bedroom.
Sure.
Kids are like 3 and 5 years old.
Okay,
he catches the fucking contractor on the camera going into the room 3 times, grabbing panties, sniffing them, putting them back.
Kids' panties?
Kids. And then, like, it looked like a regular dude, then goes back in the last time, takes the panties, sniffs them, and puts them in his pocket. Now, let me ask you this. Would you kill that guy? What's next? He shows up, fucking, he gets a scent for it.
Kill?
Listen, I've done some fucking weird shit, but what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't have kids.
Sniffing a kid's panties.
I don't have kids. I don't know.
Is that the sickest thing you'd ever fucking hear?
No, I mean, there's sicker things than that, of what that would lead to, obviously. But
no,
I mean,
fair enough. You know, like, doesn't end there, huh?
I don't know. I call the cops, but then that's not even really like an offense.
Yeah, it is. You can't do that.
Yeah, but that's not going to put him away. It's not a felony.
I think he did. I think he got busted for it.
That's not a felony, dude.
It's not a felony. You can't sniff in kids' panties isn't a felony?
No.
It should be.
I'm not on this guy's side.
It's not mine. You get an award. But huh? I'm saying, get the keys to the city.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
There's people out there that would like that. There's people out there that would like to smell my panties. Underwear. I like a thonger once in a while.
You're telling me there's people out there that want to smell your G-string?
Sure.
Yeah.
People out there, everybody's into everything, and that's cool. But that, you can't, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, no.
Fucking dirtbag.
I would call the police, beat them up, maybe.
Yeah. BB guns.
Scare
always.
Scare them. I don't know. Flex on them.
I want to get a BB gun just to hit somebody.
I got a couple. I'll get you one. I have to talk to my dad. They're at his house. So.
Really? You got BB guns?
Oh, we had them all growing up.
You.
The Red Ryder.
And you call me trash. You had a BB gun? Did you ever kill anything with it?
Oh, yeah. My neighbor, Steve.
He was talking.
Yeah. Shut up. Let me see your panties, Steve. No.
Really?
Yeah. Killed a snake and a bird. Yeah.
That's two things. You act like you're fucking Clint Eastwood and Unforgiven. Take it easy, fucking William Money over here.
No,
you killed everything that walked or crawled. Two birds. Because we killed a rabbit when we were kids. This was our short-lived.
Yeah, for dinner.
No, my buddy had a fucking. Riley had a BB gun, and we always talked the big game. And then finally, the day that we got to go out into the backyard with it. Fucking, we killed.
Were you used to shooting in the bedroom? Go out in the backyard with it. What do you mean?
We finally got a minute to like sneak
away.
Usually,
just shot his mom in the kitchen.
We were able to shoot targets in the backyard. We were able to like sneak away into the woods,
mm-hmm.
and fucking, we saw a rabbit. And I took the first shot and didn't kill it. As soon as I took that first shot, we were crying. What do we do? Then we had to fucking finish it off. And then we killed
like
it.
Like Pesci, yeah.
Yeah, and then we buried it right in front of his shed. Me and him and my brother stood around and said a prayer. We felt so bad. And I never killed anything after that.
Yeah, especially on stage. We did it one time. There was a group of like 10 or 15 of us probably. 8th grade, 9th grade. In that period where you're smoking weed in the woods because you got nowhere to go.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, no parents are really trusting you home alone. Nobody has a house. Except that weird guy, you're hanging out with the senior. No.
Did you have the friend that had the dirty house?
A friend with the dirty house.
Where, like, nobody cleaned?
Nah, not really.
Oh, we had a couple kids. Not close friends. You ever go to, like, another kid's house that you're not really friends with, and you're like, oh, my God, this is how you're living?
We grew up with this kid. Shout out to Brav. I haven't seen him in a decade, but he was, like, for some reason... He was the butt of all the jokes, I think. You know, for whatever reason. I don't know. He was just an easy target. And we used to egg... Jesus Christ. We used to egg this guy's car.
Egg his?
Repeatedly.
Oh, you told me this. Then you would come running in and say, oh, my God, I think it was these kids.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Be like, dude, someone just egged your car only when there was 25 cars in the driveway for some reason.
But you weren't really friends with him then.
Yeah, we were friends with him.
That's not being a friend.
I mean, we were high school drunk friends. Like, I wasn't, like, fucking going over his house on Thanksgiving or anything.
Okay.
He was in my.
You were a bully.
People were closer to him than I was.
Were you a bully in high school?
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, Kavanaugh.
I got Kavanaugh. Calendars to prove it.
Did you not give Joe Schwendeman a wedgie?
But his dad used to. I tried to do a bit on this, but it's just too creepy. His dad owned like 4 video stores.
Adult.
No, just regular video stores, but had adult sections to
them. Of course.
Right? But
that was the best.
Blockbuster put them all out of business, right? So he sold all the other movies but kept all the porn in the basement. And I remember the one time we were...
Oh, my God. That's a fucking kid's jackpot.
You're telling me.
VHS?
Gazanga's 3. Sign me up.
You get hard looking at the box when you were a kid.
Oh, dude. Remember, I'm hard now thinking about
you remember, it. Remember those high school hard-ons? Like, you felt like your whole body was throbbing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Now fucking...
Dude.
It's like shaving. It's fucking... can't even. Sometimes I'll start jerking off and be like, ugh, nah, I'm done.
Really?
And just stop. Yeah.
That's weird.
I had nothing in the tank, man.
Your arm's tired.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
I got a rotator cuff.
I'm used up, man.
Tommy John surgery. Yeah.
Trying to squeeze one out in the middle of a Frasier. It's like, it doesn't work.
God, that Roz gets me going.
I like Roz.
Who doesn't?
Dude, she was in A Modern Woman. Love
yeah,
Roz.
Yeah, single mom.
Paved the way.
Yeah.
Not until later. Bulldog knocked her up.
No, it wasn't Bulldog.
Yeah, it was?
No, it was the young kid.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
But Bulldog raised her.
No.
I thought they ended up getting married.
Maybe. But
whatever.
Late.
All right, so you're jerking off in your friend's basement.
No, so we're like sitting down there the one day.
Did you know that was there?
No. And we're
did
in,
he know?
He, yeah. Let
oh,
me
that's
tell you
a fucking
story.
Beating right there.
Dude, so we're all, there's like, I don't know, six of us or something. We're down in the basement just like hanging out.
Everyone's got a Woody.
And there's boxes, like U-Haul, like the big just brown boxes. Like you're in like a fucking factory, you know what I mean? Like a warehouse.
Finally it pops in somebody's head.
And someone's like, something, and well, like.
Wait, what is all this
it's
shit?
Just like a box open, like the top, I don't know, somebody just looked. And it was like porn. It was just porn and porn and porn. We're like, one box was filled with like fucking 40 movies. We're like, you have 40 porn? He's like, these are all. We're like, these are all porn movies? Dude, this is like. And then we just started stealing them and wouldn't tell him because he would be like, yeah, you don't like, you can't touch them, you know, whatever. So we're like,
oh,
yeah,
fuck you. You fucking bastard.
Yeah, the 100. So we would steal
them. How could you do that to a friend? I'm glad you egged his car.
We would jock them. Remember, like, you would put it, we'd put them in here and like pull our hoodies over it.
Well familiar.
Yeah, put them in like where your belt is, like where, like right above your dick.
Absolutely.
Put your, be like, oh, man, I think my mom's calling me. I got to go. Fucking
run right.
Go home, run right home to the basement. Throw that little thing on. Got the stinger.
Oh, man. You couldn't wait.
Oh, dude.
As soon as that FBI warning fucking came on. Woo! Hot times.
I mean, I was still at the age, like, before the internet. Like, so, like, we would, like, pass around videos. Like, you know, like, Gazanga's 3. I get it next weekend. You get it. And, like,
Gazanga's?
But that was the name of it.
Are you Jackie Gleason? What are you
no,
talking
Gazanga's
about?
No, Gazanga's are boobs. Gazanga's 3.
I know what
you,
Gazanga's
you got some
are.
Gazanga's on you. So... But he would never let us down there. So, like, because he once we knew, he's like, oh, yeah, we're not allowed. But, like, so we couldn't. There was only, we were only, like, able to extract a handful of them, you know. But, yeah, he had thousands.
Like Schindler, got a few out.
He got a few out, yeah. He had Kippy's
just
list.
Just one more. Just one more. Could have got one more.
Yeah. It was wacky. We were like, what the fuck?
Dude, that was always, because I worked at a, do you remember West Coast Video?
Yeah, what am I, a jerk off?
Dude, I worked at
Hollywood video was for the rich guys.
Yeah, I worked at a West Coast video. It was like something out of a fucking TV. It was something out of like a fucking 90s movie. I worked at this West Coast video in high school, okay, mm-hmm. A few nights a week. A couple of my other friends worked there.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like Clerks, mate? No, there was, didn't they have one? Wasn't there like a Clerks-like movie in a...
The kid worked at a video store.
Yeah, okay.
But we had the adult section in the back, and it was owned by this guy and his second wife who was... smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 25 years old. Smoking.
Sure.
And they had a fucking adult section in the back. And it was always weird because you'd be working there mm-hmm. and you would see like somebody that you kind of know's dad come in there and be looking around. Next thing you know, he wanders into the
yeah.
back. We had a camera in the back and you'd watch
you
him.
A camera in the back?
You'd watch him in there looking around at the fucking videos mm-hmm. and they'd come out all shadily. I felt bad. I might have told you this story, but there was a single mom that worked there, and this her kid went to our high school,
mm-hmm.
okay? And his mom worked there, and we used to be able to take movies out. And one time I caught her returning a...
a porn?
You know what the name of the movie was?
No.
It's Time for an Ass Fucking.
Oh, my God.
That was the title.
What? Did you tell him?
What? We made fun of this kid until
fucking imagine
college.
If your mom rented
oh
a video.
Oh, my God. It's not even like Gazanga's fucking or whatever yeah. cheeseball shit you were looking at.
Lost at
this
sea.
Is the real deal. Yeah, this is no dialogue fucking.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for an ass fucking.
That's fucking. That's no joke.
What do you think happened there, huh? Huh? What is going on?
Started off with a bad sink, but
good dose.
A leaky gasket at the end.
Single mom, man, she had to get it in.
Yeah, geez, that's fucking bananas. We once found my buddy's parents had a tape. I had like a
not of them.
No, not of them. There was pictures of them.
What?
Yeah, I forget the whole fucking story. But
my parents never. Never had anything like that. Never even a dirty magazine.
But we found, we were looking, So this one guy, kid's dad used to smoke weed, and we were looking for weed. And it was like, how under here? So we were like, yeah, I guess he was just like open, because I would never have done this with my friends. Like, we went into his parents' room, like, searching for weed, which is, like, weird because.
Oh, you didn't do that?
Not in, like, I wouldn't bring you into my mom's.
Oh,
to, like, go through my mom's drawers and stuff.
Every one of my tight friends, my, like, best five friends growing up, we went through. There was, like, a period of where.
Like 12 or 13 or whatever.
We would go through every single parent's everything. We would literally, it was like we were FBI agents.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I get that to do it as a kid, like to your parents or whatever, you're looking for something. But like, I did it to his parents, but like, that's what I'm saying. In retrospect now.
We did it to every single one.
I heard you. I'm also now looking forward and looking back and realizing.
So you were the kid that it was okay to go into your buddy's parents, but you wouldn't let.
I wasn't asking him, hey, let's go through your fucking grandma's underwear drawer. You know what I mean? He was just like, yeah, we were looking for weed because his dad used to smoke weed.
We used to go through everything, drawers, pockets.
Yeah, that's what.
Looking
all right,
for
that's
anything.
What, can I get? You said that 9 times. Let's move on. Jesus.
I'm confessing.
So we found. We were like looking. It was like one kid was in the one walk-in closet. I was in the other. This guy was in the drawers. Another guy was under the bed. It was, you know what I mean? We were like, fuck, we were casing the joint.
Yeah.
And my buddy goes, hey, somebody wasn't a kid's mom or whatever. It wasn't the kid that lived at that house.
He's like an 80s cop. Hey, look what I found. Yeah, Christmas came early this year.
Dude, he steps up with a plastic bag of like just fucking chains and fucking handcuffs and fucking ball gag. We were like, what the? He's like, get off of that. And like his buddy, our buddy ran up.
You guys own a farm?
You guys got horses back there? Yeah. We were like, oh, shit. That was when I was like, oh, we're definitely not searching my parents' house.
Oh, man.
I'm not getting got with a bunch of fucking teenagers.
Suitcase of dildos.
That's in my room.
Get out of here.
I should just my mom.
Ah, that's funny. You ever get busted like that?
Looking.
Talk about hard feelings.
No, I don't think.
We got busted one time. One of my good friends in high school was Korean.
Did you ever get caught jerking off?
No.
I don't think I did either.
Did I ever get caught jerking off? No, but I've jerked off openly.
What? That makes sense. In front of your parents? What do you mean? Hey, Ma, what's for dinner? Hey, wait. Your dad's a cut on. I will in a minute. You see, I'm busy here. Give me a minute.
No, I don't know. I think maybe.
In the open? Like, what, at the kitchen table? What are you talking about in the open? Openly jerk off.
Like, kind of sleepover or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, you go up there. I'll go. I'll be in the bedroom. You go, you know, whatever. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Well, sometimes there's only one computer or one VCR. You know what I mean? You gotta make it work. Somehow.
Hey, we're all friends here. You know what I mean?
For sure. Let me get a comforter, and I'll be in the corner.
Nice shit. But do you remember that, like, sitting there, like, with a group of people? Do you ever watch the pornos together?
Yeah.
And, dude, you're just laying there, like the fucking feeling. Like,
head is going to explode.
I can't take any more of this.
I got a geyser going on down here. I'm about to cream my pants, buddy. Let's fucking turn this off.
You always knew somebody jerked off real quick on the low because they were like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I'll take it easy. Yeah, oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's enough of this. Oh, is it enough of this?
Yeah. Now it is.
2 minutes ago.
Yeah, man, for sure.
I remember the first time, the first introduction I ever had to sex was sitting around with like 10 kids varying ages from, I don't know, 11 to fucking 16.
How old were you?
Probably like 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. It was when we first moved down to Philly, watching Debbie Does Dallas. And they get into this one scene in the fucking locker room.
That's a straight porn, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it's a rom-com.
Well, it came out in the 70s. I don't fucking know.
Oh, it didn't matter. These guys went in. Let me tell you something. For a couple high school football players, these guys had some pretty big dicks. I'll tell you that.
Why was that one so popular?
I don't know. Because there was only one.
I remember hearing about it in elementary school. Like, yeah, Debbie Does Dallas.
I mean, it's such a catchy title. You got to give them that, huh? It's fucking brand marketing. Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, the alliteration.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
There wasn't that many back then.
I think there was. I mean, Ron Jeremy was in one every other week, it seemed.
That's true. They were always like compilations and like weird.
Well, that's when they were like movies.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, hey, your sing's fucked up.
Ah, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
All right, so what happened with the Airbnb thing?
Right, so this is an unresolved issue that, you know, this is, you know, shout out to fucking Mikey T, too. He, I don't have it on me.
Got your lawyer?
No, he wrote in. Remember, he looked at it. It was an update. He was looking for a job. He finally got a job. It's great.
Yeah?
It's in the cool place, way more money. He's everything's looking up. So it was an update from the hard feelings. Remember, his boss was acting like an asshole.
Yeah, his boss was a jerk.
New boss. He wasn't going to fire him.
He loves it. He's happy.
Loves it. Couldn't be fucking happier. He gets to like revolve around, and he's all over the place.
Couldn't be happy for you, Mikey. Yeah. And he's doing his articles with the Interrobang.
With the Interrobang,
which everybody
as well, yeah.
should check out and read.
But so as you know, I'm on the Airbnb.
As I know,
right.
You are a slumlord in Washington Heights.
So I had someone coming in, someone scheduled to come in Friday, right? This last Friday.
Okay.
Friday night, they're going to be there Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Okay.
Check out Monday.
Okay.
Pay me about $370-something for the weekend.
Seems cheap, but okay. I
not
think it could be up in that number.
It's all right. It's not
should
bad.
Be doing $125, $200 a night.
$200 a night, they get a hotel room.
Could they?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
if you say so.
Well, I mean, I got a cleaning fee involved, you know.
Do you
Airbnb wets their beak?
Do you do a hold on their card for incidentals?
No, for incidentals. No, what is that? No, they can make
that's
coffee and stuff.
Oh, they can?
I have stuff for them that I don't use that I'm like that I leave. I put everything of mine personal that they could touch. I'm weird. So I like I de-kippy the fucking
yeah,
apartment.
What do you do with this? What do you
it's
do?
I'm like a serial killer.
What do you do with like your mustard and your ketchup and all that stuff? You leave that in the fridge?
I leave that. I don't really use it. Yeah. I don't really.
I wouldn't trust that, though.
I don't reuse it then. That's what I'm saying. I have like stuff in there for
you
them.
You throw it out. So there's an empty kitchen when they get there, an empty refrigerator.
Almost, yeah. Minus.
Would you use something
no.
after someone was
no,
there?
No, no, no.
Because they could jerk off in your mayonnaise
oh,
or something
no,
like that.
Yeah, that's it's just there.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I leave it there for them. I don't really fuck with any of the condiments. If I'm ordering food, if I make food, I'm not putting like ketchup on things that I make. You know what I mean? I don't need condiments for things that I make necessarily.
What if you make meatloaf?
I'm not making a fucking meatloaf, you jerk off. And if I'm ordering food, if I get food, go get food and bring it back, it's like I just use like the single serving
ketchup packet,
yeah, or hot sauce or whatever they give it. You know what
okay.
I mean? Okay, but. So, yeah, like, I de-kippify the fucking house. That they, anything they touch.
Toothbrush, all that stuff.
Oh, it's like serial killer. Like, I'm like, every single thing is checked in my
probably
head.
Probably keeps your place pretty clean, though.
Keeps it clean. And then, like, dude, even with, like, the forks and every, I, like, fucking boil water. I desanitize it, like, crazy before I even think about using it. Everything. I like it's like I'm
see, I would just
scene.
Leave out like a fork or two and put everything else away.
I could do that, but that's just more of a pain instead of just I'd rather just do the dishes and know it's clean and whatever. Whatever. Who cares? We're getting off tangent here. But so I had someone coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they hit me up, "Hey, I can't make it. They're pushing it back." They were like, "Hey, we're supposed to get in at 8." And I go, "Fuck. Okay, I can meet you at 8 for the key drop off, whatever." "Hey, we're not getting until 10. Our flight's pushed back. Weather in Dallas sucks. Pushed back. We're not going to get until 11. Okay. So I go, I left the keys out front. Like, I hid them. I go, "Hey, the keys are hidden here. Took a picture, circled it. You know, if you have any problems, I'm in the city. God forbid the keys aren't there, something, you know, let me know. I can make it work. So you won't be locked out." Now I'm just burying the keys in a fucking garden and telling this girl, like, "Hey,
we really?"
Yeah. I just put them in the fucking corner of like a planter. I'm like, "Hey, next to a tree. Hey, find it, you know, whatever." So.
Kind of like a scavenger hunt.
It's a little bit. Like, if they're not getting into like midnight, you know, and it's dark, they don't know, you know, it's like, I'm like, if anything goes wrong, hit me up. You know, here's my phone number. I texted her. Here's my phone number.
You come down with a whole big thing of keys like a landlord.
So. She then says, "This is around. Let's call. I'm with you at this point. Because we had shows
at the New York Comedy
New York
Club.
Comedy Club. So I'm sitting Woo! In the green room, and I get a text saying. So in my head, I'm going, this is a fucking come up. They're not even there. They're paying for all day Friday, and they're not getting there till like midnight, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, it's great. A lot of times when people Airbnb, they come to New York, they're not coming to New York to sit in the fucking apartment. They're like really just looking for a place to shower and sleep because they go out, they're sightseeing and stuff.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff to do in New York. I don't know if you know
so
that.
So I've heard.
So I go, okay, cool. So it's like, that's a day they're not even there really. So that it's not like lived in. It's lived in one day less than what they're paying for. Cool. And then she goes, hey, Delta's canceled our flight tonight and also tomorrow, which seems fishy if you ask me. Delta doesn't cancel flights fucking 24 hours out due to weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's something's up there. Unless it's like a huge fucking hurricane. Even then, maybe 24 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, they're canceled it. Do you mind, you know, I hope you can find it in your hall.
So they're not coming.
They're not coming. They're canceling the trip completely. You know, because if they're canceled Saturday, they're not going to fly Sunday and leave Monday. You know, it's just a waste of time and fucking everything. So she goes, I want to see, and this is what I want to know what the Haddons would do. Is she goes, would you be able to, like, you know, I hope you'd be able to, like, return some of the money. Because I get the money the day after they're supposed to check in. So they're supposed to check in Friday, right?
Cash is in your account Saturday morning.
It goes to my PayPal Saturday. I get an alert saying, hey, Airbnb just shipped you money to your PayPal. So I didn't respond. I said, oh, that's a shame, right? Via text. So none of Airbnb doesn't know any of this is transpiring just yet. So I go, oh, that's a shame. As far as Airbnb is concerned, they're checked in. You know what I mean? Because they were supposed, like, their trip has started at noon
on Friday.
It
checks in automatically the next day, no matter what?
What do you mean?
Like, don't they have to check into the place?
No, it's just, like, you would have to say something prevented you from checking in.
Okay.
But, like, they pushed it back so late that at this point Airbnb goes, okay, well, your trip's underway already. You know what I mean? It's been underway for 18 hours at this point.
Or, okay.
You know, 20 or 12 hours. So I get the next day. So I'm going, all right. In my head, I'm going, I'm waiting for this fucking money before I fucking do or say anything that could be contractually binding in any sort of the way. So I wait for them to give me the – so I get the money the next day. And I do a little research. I start asking around. And people are going, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at the thing. I don't know, for some reason it looks like it's off.
Fine.
Okay.
So I ask around. I ask a buddy who's well-versed in this Airbnb stuff. I said, what do I do here? I said, they're asking for some of the money back. They were very nice and polite the whole time. They seemed very nice, everything. He goes, what are you pressing?
I'm not pressing anything.
I just watched you press a button on the mic. Why are you? Why? Why are you fucking shit up?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. He goes, hey, listen, man, it's either because you could have rented. He's like, one person, he goes, keep the fucking money. Don't give any of them. In my head, I was going to give them one night back, maybe. Right? That'd be like 120 bucks, 35, 30 bucks, something like that.
Okay.
But then I started thinking, well, I need that 130 to cover rent. So otherwise, I'm going to have to go out and find another 130 some other way. So really, I'm just screwing myself.
Right.
And he put it the right way. He goes, you have the opportunity. You decide. You have the money. And you also decide who gets the money. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He goes, if I were you, I would just keep the fucking money. So then I did a little more research. Airbnb says, hey, if there's any, you have to file a claim with Airbnb to try to get some money back or something.
You have to, so they have to go through Airbnb to try to get the money back from you.
Well, that's what I told them. Yeah, like,
there you go. Well, what
I just said, hey, Airbnb wants you to file a claim. I'm out.
Did they file the claim?
I don't know. They have. I'm out of it completely. I don't have to give them any. I did my part. My place was available from A to B. I cleaned it. Here you go. This is ready for you.
Yeah, good for you.
You did not fulfill your fucking.
If it wasn't a shady thing about the next night. But
that was, but then I looked on Delta's.
Check the flight.
I checked the flight.
Somebody goes.
This could be a scam. They could cancel it, get you to send some money back, and then also file. They could file a claim, get reimbursed fully, and then also you send them $200 or something. You know, they're like, that might be a scam. I go, oh shit, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So I checked the flights the next day, and flights were flying out of Delta to LaGuardia that day. So I said, fuck. Plus, they didn't let me know until Saturday. I could have rented it out. If they canceled a week ahead of time, I still could have found someone to come in, you know, for the weekend and made money. But I'm like, you're preventing me from making money. Not only are you now not paying me, you're preventing me from making money.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah. So I said, no dice, and I kept the money.
No bueno.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, Kippy, you're taking off for a little bit here. You got a little vacay. We got episodes lined up.
I'll be back by the time this comes. This is probably coming out the week I get back.
Oh, really?
I mean, right? They're all stacked up. For the listener, we've been stacking fucking...
The power of podcasting.
We've been stacking episodes. So I'm getting ready to leave for Germany in a couple of days, so I'll be out of here. But
he'll be back in a flash before you guys even know it. Yeah. And we'll be back next week with the Hard Feelings podcast. Do us a favor. Rate the podcast, review it, share it.
Share
we
it.
Know you like it. The numbers are fucking through the roof. Everyone's having a good time. Let's spread the word a little bit. Don't be embarrassed by us. Your Uncle Hank and your Aunt Kippy.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Love you guys.